I love old typewriters. You would see those every once in a while pop up at an auction sale or see one at a garage sale. And I'm not talking about like a typewriter from 1982. I'm talking about old, like the old typewriters, the kind that you would consider buying and even putting in your house as just a decorative piece, right? Those old vintage typewriters. Well, there's lots of people that love those. Tom Chalowski, who is my guest joining me right now, is probably at the forefront of that group. Tom is a Saskatoon historian. He's an author. He's administrator of the Historic Saskatchewan Facebook group. He loves typewriters. He collects typewriters. He actually repairs typewriters. And he joins me on the phone right now. Tom, thank you so much for taking the call.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Have you always been a typewriter fanatic? Have you always loved them?
Well, I was the little boy that was, obsessed with mechanical things. And much to the chagrin of my parents, I was constantly taking things apart. And one day, my mother found an antique typewriter at a thrift store and brought it home and said, here, get busy with this. And I promptly disassembled the machine. I became enthralled with the mechanical beauty of it, all the intricate parts, and that just fostered a lifelong passion for these beautiful, wonderful machines.
How far back do we have to go to find the earliest typewriters?
1880,
and those, I'm guessing the ones that became more common in more recent and modern years were modeled after the same principles as those early ones.
Well, the technological progression is very interesting. The first machines were called upstrikes, where you would press the key and it would push a lever straight upwards. And so what that meant was you couldn't see what you were writing until the paper actually revolved around.
Oh, yeah.
And that style was pretty much well standard until around 1900 or so, where what's known as the front strike came into play, and that's the more conventional typewriter that we know, where the keys, or where the hammers come up from a basket and strike the paper in front of you. So there's been all sorts of different technological changes over the years, but they're very different machines from what the first models look like.
If there is such a thing as the brand to have with typewriters, if you're a typewriter collector, especially of these old antique ones, what is the brand?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because there are certain machines that are very collectible, but they're terrible to use. There's other machines that are very attractive to look at, but not very collectible. Mm. And then there's machines that if you actually intend to use them and write with them, there are certain brands that I would highly recommend. So it depends on your perspective. For a collectible machine, there's all sorts of different subgenres. Like in the 1950s, typewriters became very, very colorful. Bright pastel colors, bubble gums, baby blues, bright yellows. There's niche markets to collect in those. There's historic machines, like machines from World War II. Like there's German machines that have keys that imprint Third Reich symbols that are collectible. There's a subset there. There's machines from the 1920s that have very rare and sought-after typefaces. But if I was to recommend a machine for somebody to sit down and write the next great Canadian novel, you can't go wrong with an Olympia. German machines that from the 1950s, that was pretty much the pinnacle of the technology.
Tom Chalowski is my guest, the Saskatoon historian. He is all things typewriter, including has the ability to repair and does repair. Is there quite a market for that? Do you have quite a few people asking you to do repairs on their machines?
I most certainly do. Unfortunately, my day job requires a lot of attention, and I've kind of had to step back from doing repair work. However, what's really incredible with the resurgence that I'll shamelessly say I helped foster, there's become a really large group of very passionate young people that have taken up the torch and learned how to repair these machines. So even though I'm not doing it to the degree that I once was, there's quite a few people that are now doing it in Manitoba, Alberta, Ontario, that people can go to and get these machines repaired.
It can't be easy to get parts, though.
No, but the beautiful thing is, because of how many machines were produced over such a long period, there's a healthy supply of machines that are beyond the point of salvaging that can be harvested for parts.
Gotcha.
And there's quite a community of people exchanging parts with one another to keep these machines running.
It's you know, it's fascinating to me. I have talked with people. Well, Libby, who is the producer of this show, executive producer of this show, she used her grandmother's typewriter at her wedding for guests to write well wishes on. So they actually typed the well wishes on her grandmother's typewriter. I mean, there's so many creative ways. You must love hearing these stories, Tom.
Well, I actually fixed Libby's machine.
Well, there you go. I love the connection.
It's been quite incredible. I've been contacted by historians to help authenticate documents that I had to take a close look at the typeface and the imprints to see if it was indeed typed on a machine or if it was a facsimile. I've met people that create portraits using typewriters. It sounds incredible, but they will overlay letters and characters until they produce like the Mona Lisa or a landscape.
Sure.
I've met people that will just randomly set up typewriters in marketplaces and type poems for people. One customer that I had was a woman who was blind from birth, and she received a typewriter in 1947, and that was her form of communication. And finally, she wore her machine out, and I was able to supply her with a new one. Typewriters, I've sold machines to new Canadians, and this is how they learned the English language. I've also sold typewriters to individuals whose children were having difficulty reading and writing. But the moment that they got a typewriter, just the tactile sensation, reward of the bell, all of a sudden, the kids just absolutely loved reading and writing.
Sure, sure.
So it's quite incredible how wide and how far these machines travel.
Tom Chalowski is my guest, Saskatchewan and Saskatoon historian, author, everything typewriter, that's for sure. Can you quickly tell, we're running out of time, but I want you to tell the connection you have with Hollywood actor Tom Hanks.
So, briefly, Tom Hanks created a movie in 2016 called California Typewriter. And it was essentially a mainstream film that was a love letter to his and other people in Hollywood's love of the typewriter. And it really legitimized the collecting and the whole typewriter culture. And that movie had a significant impact on me because now all of a sudden typewriters were trendy again. And so I saw a big turnaround in the typewriter world is called the typosphere amongst the typewriter collectors. So I saw a big turnaround in the typosphere, and I thought this was great. And so I was raised that if somebody did something nice for you, you said thank you. So I wrote him a typewritten letter, and I outlaid the impact that his film had on me, and I thanked him very much for it. I wasn't expecting a reply. And all of a sudden, I received a letter back, typed, a very long letter written by Tom Hanks, thanking me for the work that I've been doing. And inside was a note to contact his agent, which I did. And it was so surreal because his agent was excited to be talking to me, of all people, in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And she couldn't believe that she was talking to the Tom Chilowski. And I'm thinking, this is bizarro world. And she said that Mr. Hanks, as a sign of appreciation, wanted to send me a typewriter from his personal collection.
Wow.
And so we made arrangements, and then this large package showed up with another note from Tom Hanks and a beautiful typewriter inside with authentication from it being from his personal collection.
Wow. How valuable is that to you? That's got to be priceless.
To me, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely priceless.
We're literally up against the clock here. There's lots more I could have talked to you about, but do you have anything on your want list? You must have a typewriter that you're trying to find and add to your collection.
Well, believe it or not, this summer I actually flew to California, and through the efforts of my California sweetheart typewriter friend, Sarah Van Allen, I was able to acquire an extremely rare 1935 Royal Vogue typewriter. This particular machine that I picked up, there's probably three known examples that are documented. So as far as my own personal typewriter collecting, I think I've struck everything off the list.
That's so awesome. Tom, this has been a great chat. We have lots more we could talk with you about. I hope you'll come back and visit us again.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Tom Chilowski from Saskatoon, Saskatoon historian, author. He collects typewriters. He's an enthusiast about typewriters. He can repair typewriters. And it brings us to the question, what cool thing from your past, could be from your childhood, could be from your past, that you never thought would come back in style, but has, is on vogue again. A relic renaissance. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take your calls, your texts, your stories when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650.